My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fan Morning Show, and we are very excited about this. Joining us weekly on Tuesdays at 9:35 throughout the football season is Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle, and Insider Calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Do you get that, Doran? Mayo game day be delicious?
Mm-hmm.
I love mayonnaise. Neil Brown had mayonnaise dumped on him last year at the end of the Mayo Bowl. They might do it again on Saturday after West Virginia beats Pitt. Mayo. Mm-hmm. Mayo game day be delicious. Jason, sorry you had to hear that. Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, no. It's all good. I'm going to be hearing a lot of that. And, I'm a mayo guy myself. And Mike Locksley and the Maryland Terrapins were in that bowl a few years ago, and Coach Locks got dumped in Mayo. So I'm very familiar with the tradition.
If you can't win the national championship, next best thing, get there absolutely covered.
Exactly.
In mayonnaise.
Get in the Mayo Bowl.
Though that's the wrong kind of mayonnaise, because we are Hellman's people around here. All right, Jason, let's start you with something real heavy now. So Deshaun Watson now hit with another suit. Is there a chance the Browns can... Not that you want to use this verbiage, but will they try to get out of the contract? And can this help them get out of the contract?
Well, talked to two GMs last night about a bunch of different stuff. Guys I kind of talk to early every week in the season, usually just kicking it. And both said, if it was us and we had this guy foisted on us by our owner and it's clear that he can or won't or doesn't, maybe even isn't all that interested in being the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns or playing football anywhere close to the level and the way he played it at Houston, then we would certainly go up to the owner's office and say, hey, we need to pay a lot of attention here. We're not like CBA experts the way lawyers are CBA experts, but we think, boss, there might be a way here. Like if something comes of this, for us to extricate ourselves from a contract that, frankly, the way it's written, there's probably no other way short of legal problems for Deshaun Watson and Deshaun Watson falling afoul of the league office that we can get out of it because it is that ironclad. And you know, as to the football part of it, Joe Flacco played 5 regular season games there. Joe Flacco averaged 323 passing yards a game. Joe Flacco produced 13 passing touchdowns, and Joe Flacco produced 27 completions of 25 yards or more. Deshaun Watson's played 13 games there. They have 23 total offensive touchdowns to 17 turnovers. Watson in 13 games has 15 passing touchdowns. Flacco at 13-5, right? Flacco, 27 big plays in 5 games. He's got 26. He's got one fewer pass of 25 yards completed in 13 games than Flacco had in 5. Like, and they were dropping back 42 times a game with Flacco, and they're only doing it like 32 with Deshaun because they know he stinks. The team is already in crisis, and the coach can say what he's got to say about our offensive line stunk. Well, yeah, you were down a lot of key guys. We knew it was going to be a mass unit. That's when your $50 million quarterback finds a way to at least keep you in the game, understanding the assignment. No, it's ugly, man. Look, and it doesn't matter what I say. David Njoku knows what it's like to be in a real offense with a real quarterback, and he knows what it's like to play with Deshaun Watson. Amari Cooper, same thing. Elijah Moore, same thing. So I know the football people in that building have to be looking at this as maybe this is our Hail Mary to get out of this thing. Now, again, would that strategy absolutely work? There's much more we need to learn about this situation. We know the league takes their time investigating things, but they're not going to win football games with Deshaun Watson.
Jason, from what you saw on Thursday night, and we know that you're in Baltimore, do you think the Ravens are better this year than they were last year, even though that they ended up losing, I mean, by a toenail to Kansas City?
Yeah. Are they better than last year? I have a hard time saying that because they did some things last year that I just don't think they're going to do this year in the regular season. I mean, they did some things last year that nobody's ever done in the regular season, like we could start with leading the league, you know, having the triple crown on defense, leading the league in points allowed, takeaways, and sacks. Do I think they're going to do that this year? No, I don't. I don't think they're going to come particularly close, and I don't think anybody else is going to come particularly close for a while. Is Lamar going to win another MVP? Like, I doubt it. You know what I mean? Are they going to be the one seed in the AFC again? Well, they've already lost a huge tiebreaker to Kansas City, so I doubt that as well, because Kansas City, I believe, will be a better regular season team this year than last year. And again, I think the Ravens are a really good operation. The Ravens are a really good team. The Ravens right now have some offensive line issues, the likes of which they did not last year. I've been a skeptic on the whole Derrick Henry thing. Like, running the football wasn't a problem. Like, it just wasn't. The guys they let go, right? Like, go look at the Chargers box score. Go look at the Chargers coaching staff. Like, those guys are all out there from Baltimore, and they just ran it for 200 yards, and they're going to go to Carolina this week and probably run it for 300. And none of those guys were making a lot of money. So a 30-year-old, you know, $9 million back who really needs to be under center to get things done, and this team is in pistol and shotgun more than anybody else – like, I don't think it's going to be a huge difference maker. He'll draw attention. You'll have to defend him a little differently. I still think Lamar Jackson is going to be their leading rusher. But look, they're a good team. They're going to win their fair share of games. But when they play elite quarterbacks, and they play a few of them here early in the year, right, they got Prescott coming up. They got Josh Allen coming up. They've got Joe Burrow coming up. They just played Mahomes. You know, are they going to win as many of those games as they did last year? I don't think so.
Jason Luckin for joining us. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Jason, you mentioned you talked to a couple of GMs, and I don't know what you talked to them about, but did you talk about whether or not Fields or Russ Wilson is the better option for the Steelers? Do you have a sense on what most people around the league thinks is the best option when both are healthy for the Steelers?
Yeah. I talked to one of them about it, and I talked to a lot of people about this throughout the summer and wrote about it in the Washington Post last week. And it's understandable why they made the ultimate decision they made about Russell Wilson, but it was clear to the league, at least, that that had more to do with what Russ has done in his past versus what Justin Fields has done in his past. You know, and Russ, 26 touchdowns to 8 interceptions last year. Russ protecting the football, even in a bad situation in Denver. And as it was pointed out to me, go look at what Russ does under pressure in the pocket. And what do you know? You know who had the top passer rating in the NFL last year when pressured in the pocket? Russell Wilson, 111.1. Whereas Justin Fields, right, it's been what happens to him when things break down, what happens to him when he's pressured in the pocket. Is it a default to a run that might not be a winning run? Is it a ball that's chucked downfield that shouldn't be, right? So that was all sort of hypothetical because, again, Russ didn't have the greatest summer, but he's Russell Wilson and he's won a Super Bowl. But you've now seen it in a game that matters with Justin Fields. Was it like, are people doing high fives over there about their offense? No, but it was functional. It works for them. This team has a tried and true identity and a DNA that gets them into the playoff race every year. Might not get them in the playoffs every year, but they're in the race till the end. And it's trying to play sound fundamental football on offense. It's winning time of possession. No one's run the ball more than the Pittsburgh Steelers since week 10 of last year. By a percentage basis, no one's run it more. And can we run it somewhat effectively? Can we get the volume that we need in the run game, even if it's not super sexy? They ran it 41 times. It wasn't super sexy. And will the quarterback not bleep it up? Justin Fields checked all those boxes, plus he pushed the ball downfield to Pickens several times and at least got him involved. Two sacks, right? You can live with that. No turnovers. You love that. So personally, my gut instinct is they ride this. Like I'd be a little surprised if they did. Had Russ been clearly the superior guy over the summer, the whole course of the summer, had Russ stayed healthy in the summer, maybe that's a different discussion. But this formula works for them, and I think you certainly can see Fields have given the opportunity to play week after week after week, stacking some better performances and getting more comfortable and confident.
Jason, this was awesome, man. We appreciate you coming on, and we're going to be doing it throughout the football season. Have a great week, okay?
My pleasure. May the mayo be with you.
May the mayo be with you. Thank you, Jason. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Jason Lockenfora, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Mayo game day be delicious, Dorn.
It will be Saturday.
Oh!
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.